This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
We got to shout out our sponsors here at the BCB. Guys, check out Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore over in Englishtown Flea Market.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Heather.
New Jersey. What do we got? G.I. Joe's, Ghostbusters.
We got horror. Wrestling. We got wrestling. We got video games. They always have great stuff in the store, always stocked to the gills. I might actually go there tomorrow.
Best store in the world. Our favorite store.
Some of our favorite people, too. I love them.
That's it. And also got to shout out our new sponsors here for May, the No Gimmicks Podcast. Podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. Check them out on all your podcast platforms. And they have a Facebook group, the No Gimmicks Podcast fan page. Check them out. Let's do some interviews, goodest brother.
Let's do this.
Stay tuned.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here on the BCP Live at Baltimore Sled Fest with someone. We've seen her on AEW Dark. We've seen her killing it all around the pro wrestling world. We know it is. She is the mean girl. I think she's going to be nice today. The mean girl. She can sit with us today. Miss Dani Jordan, how are you today?
Wow. Actually, you can sit with me today.
Yeah, that's fair.
The way around.
I'm used to that. On Sundays.
Oh, good. Is it Sundays? I'm pretty sure it's Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It is Sunday. I'm not even...
Danny, thank you for a few minutes. We really appreciate it. Got to ask you this. You know, Baltimore Sled Fest, cliche question here, but what's it like to be amongst the fans, you know, talk to everyone? I started chopping up with the Iconics a few minutes ago.
How's it been? I had to go say hello to them. I'm a fan. It's been great. I wish I had a little bit more traction over here, but I've had a really good time. I'm surprised I even got the people that I had in my line, so... If I could sell a little bit more T-shirts, that'd be cool. So if you guys want to come buy some T-shirts,
yeah. By the way, let's plug the merch. Plug the merch. Plug the socials real quick. We do that at the end, but do it now. Go ahead.
So Instagram at Dani J, DaniJ. Twitter at Dani Jordan, JORDYN, because everybody be spelling it wrong. So that's all I got, pretty much. No Facebook. Don't follow me on Facebook. We're not cool like that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Facebook is for my
friends. A lot of people say that, actually. Yeah. I'm used to that. Dani, I got to ask you, you know, I started watching you, seeing you a lot on AEW Dark, and I saw the persona, and I was like the mean girl of wrestling. I think it's brilliant. Obviously, even we're marks for Mean Girls. Like, such a great movie, October 3rd, all those references I had to get in there. Tell us about the origin of that persona, because I think it's absolutely brilliant.
That's actually a pretty good story. Let me see if I can sum it up. In a decent form.
Yeah, whatever you want.
So I do this show called Southern Honor Wrestling, and it's back in my home state, Atlanta, Georgia.
You're Georgia, okay.
Yes.
Shout out to Hotlanta.
Shout out. So Southern Honor runs in Canton, and it was pretty much where I got like my starting grounds. You know what I mean? Like, I was already wrestling, but they've become my home promotion, where I got to develop myself a lot more and like figure out who I am as a character. Because I think I had like a little character going, but I didn't really know who I was, you know, because in wrestling, when you first start, everybody's
That's
telling you what
part.
You should do. Yeah, exactly. So now I figured out who I was, but with Southern Honor, I got to like really, really try stuff. And it was the first show that I got to try stuff like that. So the first storyline that I ever had there was with Lindsay Snow.
Lindsay.
Yeah. And so we had a match, and everyone was talking backstage about stuff that I could do, right? I don't really know how the conversation came about. I just remember... We were talking about the movie Mean Girls, not even about wrestling. And I said, oh, you know, it'd be funny if I just brought like my burn book. I made a burn book when I was in school with one of my friends, right?
Yes.
So I was like, I'll just put you in the burn book. I said it as a joke. And everyone was like, no, you should actually do that. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should. So the next show that we had at Southern Honor, I was in another match with Lindsay, our first singles match. And I decided to, you know, the scene in the movie where Regina prints out the photocopies of all the burn book pages.
And just throws
she just throws them, and I did that. So
that's
I made copies
brilliant.
of Lindsay's page that I had in like my cheap little burn book at the time. I think I had like a pink binder, like a school binder. And I just made photocopies of that, and I just spread them out during my entrance for our match.
Brilliant.
And it was
that's
fantastic.
Amazing,
And thus, the Mean Girl was born.
And I love
that's
the
original.
And Danny, you know, I've kind of teased it on socials. I've seen you kind of do some team-ups here and there. But do you think that there should be a fully-fledged faction for the Mean Girl? Like, you got some
there
girls in mind.
There needs to be a Plastics.
It's just right there. You know what I mean?
There needs to be a Plastics in
Yeah.
Wrestling.
You know how many times I've been asked that?
I'm
you know
so
why
sorry.
I haven't done
I'm,
it yet?
I apologize.
No, no, no. Don't apologize. But you know why I haven't done it yet? Because I haven't found any girls that are as cool
Ooh.
As me.
Wow. Burn.
So you're Regina George, and you're trying to find all the rest.
Yes. I haven't been able to find the girls that are as cool as me to be able to portray this faction that I want.
Nobody
so,
to make Fetch happen.
Not really. No. There's some that have come a little bit close, you know. Even my close friends, I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
We
don't have that fifth sense, I guess.
I don't know what... You know, I don't know what that
wow.
is.
I know that movie way too well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a 30% chance it's already raining.
You can see it doesn't take a lot to make the cut over here.
No, I can quote that movie word for word.
Yes. But that being said, you mentioned Georgia, Atlanta, I believe you said.
Yes.
Good barbecue down there? Good food down there?
Oh,
what's it like?
Such good food.
Never
I don't
been
know about
Atlanta.
The barbecue.
I've always wanted to go.
Really?
Yeah, I've never
You should
been.
Go. The food is amazing. They got all kinds of options. Like, it's the local places, though. The local tacos, oh, my God.
Ooh, okay.
Really? Yes.
Good to know, because I remember driving through Georgia. I'm like, we have to find a good barbecue spot. And it's one of those places. It's a shack. You know this, Matt.
Yeah.
They got the smoker out front, stuff like that. You got to find the good food.
This guy makes amazing brisket.
Yes.
So.
Oh, really?
Brisket, but my pork shoulder's better.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Pork shoulder?
Yes.
That's shoulders?
Shoulder, yes.
Ooh. He knows what he's
the
doing.
Shoulder meat. And the picnic shoulder is actually the elbow.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you just blew my mind on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too.
Danny, I hate to be cliche, but I want to ask you. I mean, we see you talking to a lot of the talent here. I want to ask you kind of a two-parter here. Who on the independents would you like to work that you haven't worked yet? And we've seen you work some of the names already, but we saw you talking to Cassie Lee over there. I'm not trying to fantasy book over here.
I am.
Kay.
Book
who,
it.
She's like, no,
yeah, are we doing
it?
I am.
I was going to say, who do you want to fight?
I would love to wrestle them or work with them in any kind of way. You know, remember when you said the thing about the faction? There are two people that I would
Ooh, they would
dabble
they'd make the cut.
I would
Ooh, I'm
dabble
here
with
for
it.
That.
I would
they,
dabble
they would
with
get a
it.
Tryout.
Man, I'll give them an audition here.
They'd be there on a trial basis.
Exactly. Can you quote the movie? Oh, sorry. If they can't give me those quotes, I'll have them finish the quote. And if they can't finish the quote, then they're out.
Oh, love
but you know they are funny, so I'll give them that.
Okay.
What did you ask me? Where was I going with that?
Oh, so basically on the independents, who
yeah,
would you,
who would you
face?
Like to work with?
And I think you said they already made the cut, but who would you want to
oh,
face?
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody right now. I want to come back and wrestle all the good
That's
ones.
That's fair.
I
yeah.
would love to work Melina, number one. Like, I just met Melina a little while ago. That would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I met a bunch of girls at this show called Capital Championship Wrestling.
Were you there last night?
I was there
Monster
last
Factory?
Night. Yeah, yeah,
How
yeah.
How was
yeah.
that show?
It was really good.
Yeah, yeah, good, good, good.
And there was a lot of, like, there was a mix of girls that have been doing it for a minute and a little bit newer girls.
Great,
so
great bill.
It was a good combo, and I got to talk to a lot of the girls there. Great locker room vibes.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. The girls were really nice. And they look like they're working really, really hard to, like, make themselves something. Like, you can tell that they're doing something good there. And I'm actually looking for more female talent to bring into Southern Honor, my home promotion.
Okay.
That we just recently, like, put me in charge of the women's division that doesn't exist yet.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm trying.
Oh, that's
so you started from
you.
Scratch.
I'm trying to make it exist. Yeah.
Yes.
So if
congratulations.
I can. Thank you. So I'm looking for any girls. I'm recruiting. I'm recruiting.
I'm dating a wrestler. Vicious Vicky, Vicious Vicky, Vicious Vicky. I'm contractually obligated to say
what
that.
What was it again?
Vicious Vicky. I apologize, Danny.
Oh, okay.
And last question. And that's very cool that you were put in that position. Danny, I have to ask you, what are the goals moving forward, the long-term goals? We've seen you on AEW programming. We've seen you take on some of the names. I mean, what's the goal for you? We've heard all the answers. The contract, traveling the world, opening a school. What are your personal goals moving forward?
I mean, a contract, that's nice and all. That'd be cool. My main goal is just to be like... maybe like locker room leader type kind of girl. Like I love
I like
helping
that.
Others like in a weird way. I just want to see everybody succeed. Not that I know what I'm talking about or that I can give you good advice or train anybody like perfectly or whatever, but like I've just gotten the opportunity to do that a little bit more lately since I've not been able to have matches, which I will be soon, but I would love to just help other girls like succeed and
love that.
And stop having the men tell them what they should do. You know what I mean? Like, does that make
sense? Enough. Yeah. Very
We're pretty terrible, so. Yeah.
No. Well, it's like I could see it in their wrestling sometimes. I'm like, did you choose your moveset? Or did one of the guys tell you what you should do? You know
they're
what
not
mean?
Letting them be them.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're too new to figure out what style is good for them. So the guys are like, I'll just do this instead. And I was just talking to some of the other girls about that. And
yeah.
It's very true. That happens a lot. So if I can do any part to, like, help the girls just get the right mindset and not think of this as a competition, think of it as, like,
exactly,
we're all coming
yeah.
up together
exactly.
and we're all trying
Love
to do the
it.
Same thing. I would never make you look bad. It would make me look bad. So if we can just all be in unison together, I think that that's happening a lot on its own, like, organically.
Well, we also need of more of that as that. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd love to do that. And then for as far as in wrestling goes, like I said, contract, all that stuff would be really cool. Obviously, the main title, I would love to have a women's championship title. But the other aspect of that is I just want, like, I want to combine non-wrestling fans with wrestling. Like, I want people to be flipping through the channels and then see me on TV and say that, like, I'm funny or relatable or just, like, bring a little bit of something from the outside into it.
Like, I don't care what she's doing. I want to watch her.
Yeah. A good example of that is, like, the New Day, Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
He's very good at bringing pop culture into
gaming,
wrestling.
Yeah.
We're big video game guys, so we get it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not nerds, but if I can do anything else besides that, just kidding.
Yeah, we're used to that. And Danny, I think that's a great note to edit on. And thank you for sharing all
of
that.
Course.
We really much appreciate it. Guys, get the merch. Support one more time. Let's plug one more time. I love
Please
the t-shirts,
do.
By the way.
Thank you. Pro Wrestling Tees has all my t-shirts. I don't have a lot of them physically on hand, so if you see me at shows, please go online and find some shirts. I'm coming out with new designs, but they're all online right now, unfortunately. I have a little bit left. The ones that I have are the I was personally victimized by Danny Jordan.
So yep.
those are great ones.
Yep. Yeah. That's the best
if you
one.
Want, it comes with a free insult. So
wow.
free insult.
Okay,
maybe
right.
a free slap in the face if you're willing.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
Not a lot of people have taken that offer.
No. I think it's time to wrap it. Well, thank you, Danny. I'm going to move back
sure?
a little bit. Yeah, I'm. Oh,
okay.
Oh boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Jordan. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thanks for having me.
Peace.